This is Digital Avenue Podcast, exploring today's digital shift and its potentials for people, business, and ideas.
Welcome to another edition of the show. I'm very excited to bring this episode to you. I'll be talking about a very important topic today. I'll be talking about cold calling. And very cardinal when it comes to the subject of making sales, when it comes to creating those important connections, important conversations that eventually lead to business. Cold calling is what it is called when you engage somebody and you try to sell to somebody, or you try to introduce a product to a particular person who has not asked for it. Without any referral, you just walk up to somebody out of the blues, just pick your phone and call a phone number out of the blues, or you just pick an email address and send a proposal to them without them expecting you, without them knowing you, or without them asking for it. I believe that cold calling is as valid as any other prospecting or marketing strategy. It's just a question of how you choose to deploy it. That's what will make the difference. So in this episode, I'm going to try to shed more light on the subject of cold calling, and then how the internet has made cold calling incredibly easy and incredibly more efficient. So I'm just going to be talking about doing cold calling across the various digital platforms, across social media, various chat services, whatever platform it is. And I'm going to be guiding you through 10 solid strategies, 10 solid points that will guarantee that your next cold calling campaign or drive or attempt will be successful. So stay with me. It's 10 points, product of practical application, product of things I've experienced myself and things that I've seen done, things that I've seen put to use firsthand. The very first point along these lines is preparation. It's quite important. It's very important that you prepare adequately. It's very important that you gather information about what you're trying to sell, information about what you're trying to put across, the value of that particular offering, and then information about those you're trying to cold call. Okay, you're the person and who's on whose page you're about to put a comment to make a direct shot. Remember, it's without invitation, it's without any request, it's without any form of prior interest from this target person, and so he's not interested in what you have, at least for now. He doesn't know you, and he doesn't really care about who you are or whatever it is you want to offer. So it's very important that you are prepared and you get your facts right. Well, I have misfired, or I have gotten it wrong on this very point severally. It took me a long time to actually learn it, that after you're done making your beautiful pitch, and then you have pitched to about 30 people, and then the only person that eventually has your time to reply or has your time to read what you sent, and it turns out he doesn't even need it. Be sure that this person is in position to appreciate and then consider accepting whatever it is you're offering. It's very important that you know who you're talking to. Have a list, have a prospect list, I will call it. It's important that you have a list, and then based on facts, based on information, that this and this and this are my reasons for trying to sell this, that, and that to this particular person. Preparation is most important. Don't go in blind. Okay, the fact that you're about to make an unexpected call, the fact that you're about to initiate an unexpected engagement, is enough uncertainty. Don't introduce more uncertainty into your equation by going unprepared or choosing people at random. The next point here will be to mind your approach. All right, mind your approach. Prepare your mind that if you're not careful, if you get it wrong, or if your approach is off, you might get the sternest and the meanest, the harshest, okay, reproving of your life if you're not careful. Let me give you a personal experience. Now, there was this time not too long ago, okay, I had done my findings. I was certain that this particular person was in position. In fact, I was sure that he signed off on a similar product to what I wanted to sell. He signed off on that similar product not too long ago, and so I knew that if he wasn't going to buy my product today, sometimes in the future he was going to be in position to sign off another batch. If he moves to another organization, he's most likely to be within the same realms of procuring the service that I sell. And so he was perfect for what I was trying to pitch. I sent him an invite on LinkedIn. He accepted and we became connected, and I reached out to him, "Hello sir," introduced myself and all of that. Responded quite nice. Right immediately after he responded to my "Hello sir," I gave him the pitch straight up. So I went on and said, "Oh, thank you for connecting, blah blah blah. This and this and this is what I do. This is what we offer. I know you would like it. I know it will be of value to you. Let me know if you need more information." And he gave it to me straight. He was blunt about it. He told me, "I did not connect to have you pitch me something." And that was the end of the conversation. The conversation did not go cold. All right. The conversation died at that point. Now, this was a viable person. This was somebody that replied my greeting on the spot, and I went so direct at what I was trying to sell, and boom, that door was closed. Now, am I trying to say it's wrong to go direct with your pitch? No. In fact, most times when you're cold calling, the first step you take is usually to introduce your pitch, maybe in a shorter version, so that you are clear and the other person is clear about what you're trying to achieve, and so there is no deceit or anything that would look like deceit. And so I understand the fact that you can be direct in cold calling. In fact, many times in cold calling people are direct, but for this particular person in this particular context, that wasn't the best thing to do. And so it's important to understand the approach. It's important to understand the context of where you are talking, whom you're talking to. Now, to this same man, back to my example, to this same man on LinkedIn, if I had sent him an email with an elaborate pitch of what I was selling, I would not get that kind of response. No. The worst that could happen is he would read and not respond. But I would not get such cold response. Perhaps, he felt I was abusing a personal connection that he thought he had built, or that he thought he had initiated with me. I hope you're getting my point now. So here is this man thinking that the connection was just a harmless human to human connection on social media, and then it was a rude shock. It must have been a rude shock to him when he discovered in my second message that, oh, there was a catch. Little did he know that he was engaging with a billboard or an announcer, so to say. Personally, I believe that I would have made more of that relationship if I had sustained that conversation for say 2 or 3 weeks before making my pitch. Okay. Now, don't forget what I said earlier, that if the medium of engagement was email, it would have been appropriate and very good to make my pitch right from the start. But here were we chatting on an informal platform as friends. I should have sustained that for a while for some level of trust to be built before driving my business angle. So approach is very, very, very important. Take it seriously. Alright, to the third point, I would say mass. Mass is the key word here. Walk in mass. Experts will tell you that between 2.5 to 3% is the maximum success rate you can actually get from a cold calling campaign or a cold calling drive. That means if you inboxed about 100 people, you have a strong chance of 2 or 3 of them responding positively. That's pretty low. But now imagine if you had engaged 500 people and not 100. Your chances move up from 2 or 3 to about 10 or 15. Positive responses. And so the name of this particular game is Mass. Alright, someone once told me that do not relent on cold calling until you get about 50 or 60 no's back to back in a row. Until you get about 50 or 60 no's in a row on a particular product before you can say you have given up on cold calls or cold calling for that particular product. Mass is the actual strategy. Alright, reaching out to so many people, so much that the no's, alright, the no's don't really move you much. For you to maintain the steam, for you to maintain the drive, it is important that you have a huge list you're working with, and so the little no's here and there will not shift your resolve. You might want to ask that if the response rate is so low, why do I have to make cold calls anyway? Well, the answer is simple. Of all the methods available to you, cold calling remains one of the best ways of reaching beyond, right, your current network immediately, without having to wait for any third-party referrals, without having to wait for anybody to seek consent for their phone number to be given to you, without having to wait for anything. The more you use it, the higher the percentage of response will increase. Alright, I'm gonna get to a point somewhere down the list on how to increase and keep your response rate up, but it is a fact, cold calls will not go away. Cold calling will not go away. It's left to you and I to utilize and benefit from it. The next point here is also similar to the second point where I talked about approach, okay? And here I'm going to talk about platforms. It's important to be platform sensitive, all right? It's quite similar to approach, but very different at the same time. When you're engaging via email, you should have a customized approach. When you're engaging on Facebook, for instance, you should have a separate approach. When you're engaging on Twitter, when the opportunity for engagement app happens on Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, whenever those opportunities for engagement happen and you choose to make that cold call, it is important that you put that platform in perspective. It is important that you execute your cold call with the platform you're playing on at the back of your mind. LinkedIn, for instance, is a very professional platform. People love to be seen as professionals. People love to be approached and talked to as professionals, and then that makes the platform distinctively different from any other platform. Twitter is a more news-driven platform. In fact, what I would do on Twitter, depending on the kind of product, if it's a consumer product, maybe a nice shoe, a nice bag, and what have you, yes, if I see the opportunity on Twitter, I will make that cold call. But take, for instance, if it's a service, alright, a B2B service, a brand-to-brand service, and then the opportunity for engagement comes up, what I will do is to attempt to take that conversation to a more appropriate platform. I will not make that cold call on Twitter. What I will do is to attempt, my cold call on Twitter is going to be, can I have your email address, please? Or can I have your phone number? Or can you please share your LinkedIn profile with me? Okay, so what I would do on Twitter, trying to sell a service or trying to sell to a key person at the company, I will not make that cold call on that final cold call on the platform. I'm going to attempt my cold call right there. We to attempt to take that conversation to a more befitting platform. So it's very good. It's very important for you to understand your platforms, understand the platforms where you play, understand the platforms where your target audience play, and then know the difference and know how to adjust your approach with respect to these platforms. So yes, you have to be platform wise, you have to be platform sensitive if online cold calling will ever work for you. Another point here is for you to be reasonable, okay? Make a good offer, all right? You need to understand that this person whom you have targeted your cold call at does not know you, does not care about you, does not care about what you have to sell. You are the one coming to him with whatever it is you have to sell, okay? And so he has nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. So it's important for you to be reasonable. Make sure it's an offer that is actually worth considering, all right? You're not gonna make a cold call to sell something that probably costs more, all right, than he would get from his usual places. You're giving him a cold call, asking him to consider you as an alternative, and so it has to be a good deal. So be reasonable, be fair, be sure that you have in your hands a good offer before you make that cold call. Earlier on, I spoke about mass and the fact that you cannot be doing 1, 2, 3 cold calls and say you are cold calling. That's not cold calling, that's probably cold whispering. Okay, I mentioned earlier that you should do it in mass. Prepare, sit down, do a proper profiling and come up with a list, a huge list. And so you're just going from one person to the other, making a cold call. Now, this next point is similar to that, but a little bit different. It's called consistency. Be consistent. Alright, be consistent. If you wake up on Monday morning and you send out a number of cold calling efforts online, you should follow it up with a few more on Tuesday, follow it up with a few more on Wednesday, follow it up with a few more on Thursday, or whatever schedule you choose to use. But it's very important that you know to yourself that you are being consistent. It shouldn't be something you do once in a while when you have the time, something you do every other week, or something you do when you're under pressure to make sales or to close new deals. No, it's not an emergency approach. It doesn't work that way. Cold calling thrives on numbers. Make sure you're doing it mass, all right? Make sure you have a huge list of people you're considering and make sure you are consistent, okay? If you do number 1 to 20 today, wake up tomorrow and pick it up from number 21 and see how far you can take it. Whenever you stop tomorrow, wake up the day after and continue. Be consistent with it, all right? Results will not be seen if you're not consistent. The next point here is almost the singular most important point. And it's the fact that you have to back off when you are asked to. Like the example I gave you earlier, my response to the man was very basic and simple. I wasn't trying to outwit him. I wasn't trying to outsmart him. He gave it to me in a direct sentence that, hey, I'm not having it. And I responded as straight to the point as possible. Apologized, all right, for my intrusion, and moved on quickly. So when you are asked to back off, please back off, all right, to prevent further damage and move on to the next person on your list. It's very simple. Next, you have to learn to be observant. You need to observe, you need to identify, and then you will have to reuse. Okay, cold calling has been made to look like a spontaneous thing, alright? Every single time you have to just come up with something very witty, something very intelligent, and then you have to be so intelligent to get it right when it comes to cold calling. Well, I don't really think so. Alright, after you must have sprayed a number of bullets, some of them stray bullets, in the direction of various cold calling targets, you need to take a break after some time and observe. Identify what is working and then reuse what is working. A particular line of chat message that got a reply, or that got a favorable reply, or that got an excited reply, should be kept in the archives for reuse. In fact, what I do on any campaign or on any drive for cold call or whatever I do generally, whether it's email marketing or social media, whatever it is, the moment I identify something that works, a particular subject line, a particular pickup line, a particular phrase of describing my product, once I discover something that works the last time, I copy it and save into a notepad somewhere, so I can simply go back there into my arsenal and pick out the ammunition that works the most and reuse it. So it's very simple. You need to observe, right, and then identify what is working and then reuse it. You will notice that over time your success rate will improve. Finally, go crazy. Yes, go crazy. In executing the points from the very first point to the last point I just made, you have to go crazy about it. Alright, don't be random, be organized, be intentional, apply the tips that I have given you, but then be crazy about it, be aggressive about it, be so determined that the no's don't matter to you. Alright, someone says no, you say thank you, and then you move on to the next person. The next person says no, you simply move on to the next person. The next person says no, you simply move on to the next person, and then to the next person, until maybe you finally find that one person that will change the story of your brand and what you represent. So thank you for listening to this episode. It's been fun putting this together, and it's even more fun knowing that you are on the other side listening to it and benefiting from the work that has been put in. My name is Mayowa, and I'll be back pretty soon with another episode. But in the meantime, let me hear your thoughts and let me know what you think. Leave a comment in the comment section, or visit my website digitalavenue.xyz, or send an email. I would like to hear from you. In the meantime, bye bye.
That was today's show. Thank you for listening. For more useful content, visit the main website at www.digitalavenue.xyz. Also, please feel free to leave a feedback.